Chapter 7. The Farmhouse. I spent a cold night on the hillside because the roadman had my jacket. I had some biscuits in my trouser pockets, so I ate a few of them for my supper. Then I lay back and thought about the wonderful food that I was used to eating in London. Sausages, steak, eggs, bacon and beer. When I woke up early the next morning, it took me a few moments to remember where I was. I raised myself on my arms and looked down into the valley. Below me, there were men patiently searching the hillside and moving up towards me. It hadn't taken Jopley long to report the theft of his car. I crawled behind a big rock and into a narrow channel that went up the side of the mountain. When I looked back, the men had still not seen me. I stayed out of sight until I was high above them, and then stood up so that I was visible. One of the men saw me and called out to his friends, and they came up the hill towards me. The men thought that I had run down the other side of the hill, but I had actually gone down the same channel that I had hidden in to come up. Now I was behind the men searching for me, and I was going in the opposite direction. Next, I chose a route that took me into a small valley with trees. I stopped and ate a few more biscuits for my breakfast, and then I continued running until I came out onto a high moor. The police had obviously asked some local shepherds to help them look for me, and soon they were not far behind me. I came to a small country road and ran down it until I saw a large old stone farmhouse with big trees around it. Perhaps I would find cover in the house, or be able to hide in the trees round it. I left the road and ran along a small stream that flowed beside the road, so that I would be out of sight. I could hear men calling to each other and dogs barking as they looked for me. I stayed in the trees and behind the small buildings in the farmyard until I got near the farmhouse. An old man was sitting at a desk on a veranda with windows all around it. There were shelves full of books along the wall behind him. He was watching me very calmly, almost as if he were expecting me. I went onto the veranda, but I was out of breath from running, and I could hardly speak. The old man spoke first.
"You seem to be in a hurry, my friend," he said slowly.
It seemed strange that he wasn't at all surprised to see me, or angry at being disturbed. I pointed out of one of the windows at the policemen and shepherds who were following me.
"Ah, I understand. You have a problem with the police," the old man said, looking out of the window. "Well, we'll talk about that later. At the moment, I don't want my privacy to be disturbed by the stupid local police. Please go into my study and then into the small room on the left. Close the door behind you. You will be perfectly safe," he said, as he took his pen and started to write. I did as the old man had told me, and found myself in a small, dark room. The door closed behind me. The room had one small window high up in the wall, and a strange smell of chemicals. I had found a home, but I felt uncomfortable. There was something strange about the old man, something that frightened me a little. Suddenly, I had a more cheerful thought. Perhaps I would be able to get some breakfast. While I was thinking about toast and eggs, I heard the door open. I went out of the room and found the old man sitting in an armchair in his study. "Have they gone?" I asked.
"Yes, they've gone. I told them that you had crossed the hill. I don't want the police to come between us, Mr. Richard Hannay," said the old man. As he spoke, his eyelids half covered his eyes like a falcon's, and I remembered what Scudder had written about his most dangerous enemy. He could half cover his eyes with his eyelids like a falcon. I had walked into the headquarters of the German spies, the Black Stone. I was trapped. I wanted to hit the old man, but he smiled as if he knew what I was thinking and pointed to the door behind me. I turned
and saw two men pointing pistols at me. I could see that my only chance was to convince the old man that I was someone else. He knew my name, but he had never seen me before. He couldn't be sure that I was Hanny.
"What are you talking about?" I asked. "My name's Ainsley."
"We won't argue about your name," said the old man, smiling calmly.
"I suppose you'll tell the police that I'm here just because I took the money from the car that I found crashed in the stream," I said, pretending to be angry.
"You're a very clever actor, Mr. Hanny," said the old man, "but not clever enough. And you know too much about our plans." I could see in his eyes that he wasn't completely sure who I was.
Stop talking and give me some food," I said in a rough voice. "I haven't eaten for 2 days."
I must have looked hungry, because they brought me a large breakfast and I ate it like a pig. I was hoping to convince them that I was a poor, uneducated man with no manners. As I was eating, the old man suddenly spoke to me in German, but I looked at him without showing any understanding.